at the NFL's annual meetings, catching up with NFL Network's Ian Rapoport. The first wave of free agency has come and gone. What do you think about the moves the Broncos made?
Well, I mean, to me, the only real questions, let's set aside the quarterback position for a second, because there's some things to discuss there. But the only real question was, is the offensive line going to get better? You know, and for the Broncos season last year, there was a lot to like, but it's pretty obvious that was an area of focus. And man, it's hard to find really good linemen anywhere, just draft, free agency, anywhere. And, you know, signing Ron O'Leary to a contract, that's a lot, but not crazy. Actually, probably a really good value there. He's a really good player. And someone who is only getting better, you know, doesn't have a ton of game reps. So he's been good, but is only going to get better. You know, and then you get Menelik Watson, really, really talented, battled some injuries. But if he can stay healthy, there's a real diamond in the rough there. You know, so you beef up the offensive line, which makes the quarterback better, whoever it is, and you beef up the defensive line with some pretty good solid depth there. That's a lot. That's a good free agent period.
They've added some guys inside but haven't addressed that left tackle position. Who are some of the biggest names still left out there? There's not much.
No, there's really not much. And, you know, there's a Ryan Clady is still out there. I'm not sure that's really going to happen. But, you know, look, it might be a situation where you go into the draft saying this is what we got. We got to get this guy. We got to get the best of this guy we can. You know, and there are other options. You could make a trade for someone. You could find you know, someone on someone else's roster. You can move some guys. I mean, there are things you can do. It's a hole. There's also guys, honestly, like some young guys on the Broncos roster. Like, I don't know. I just don't know. So there's no sure thing, but I'm not sure it's something where I'd panic right now just about that particular position.
We're at the league meetings. What do you think about the Raiders potentially moving to Las Vegas?
I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen tomorrow morning. And, you know, I've tried to talk to a lot of people, as many people as I could, try to get some sense of what's the feeling in the room. Is this likely going to happen? I haven't found too many no votes or any no votes, honestly. It's mostly like, all right, it's a real stadium option that's good, with good financing, with public money, a solution. I think it's going to happen. And you know, what seemed implausible probably a year ago seems like a fait accompli now, which is just crazy. But it sounds like there's going to be an NFL team in Vegas.
That'll obviously affect the Broncos every year. The other
and better road trips for reporters as well.
Exactly. I'm not complaining.
Right.
The other thing is the field goal leaps, the blocking on the field goal. Broncos won a game in New Orleans that way last year. Why do you think they're trying to address this?
I think it's a good thing. It's a player safety issue. And we actually haven't seen it happen bad, but, like, if it's an effective play, and we've seen it be effective with some of the crazy athletes, Broncos have one, obviously, someone is going to stand up, put an elbow up, knock the guy off his jump. I mean, someone is going to get hurt and break a wrist coming down, right? It's going to happen. So I like the idea of going, you know what? It's cool. It's a good idea. Great to see athleticism. This is just not great for player safety. So I think we've probably seen the last of it.
All right. Thanks, Ian. I appreciate it.